Okay, today is Daf Yud. We're on Daf Tes Lamed Beis, second to last word, V'Iboy Seima. Today's shir will learn for Shlema for Batsheva, Sarah, Bat, Rachalea. So V'Iboy Seima, another answer. Another, what's the question? The question was, what is the difference between a neder and a nedava? Remember yesterday we said? What did we say yesterday? We said the same. We're going to give a very same answer. Really, we said a neder is on you, is on you, and the dove is on the item. So what's the difference? The difference is that if it's on the item, what you do is you don't you wait till you get to the base of the mikdash and then you donate it, then you makdish it. So there's very little chance of a mishap. Whereas opposed to it's on you, you have your whole life. Chances are there's a good chance you might forget, and therefore you're going to run into problems. Then we said, what do you say by a nazir? What's a chetz gavur by a nazir? So we said, your intent. Then we had the story, guy like that, a guy brings it, becomes a nazir for shame shemayim, for the right reasons, he's not going to mess up. Right?
He won't forget.
He won't forget, he won't mess up, that's all good. V'Iboy Seima, another answer. Afilu Teima Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say it's a Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda yesterday said, remember we said there were three levels of neder. Either you make a neder and you pay, don't make a neder at all, or make a neder and don't pay. So Rabbi Meir said the best was the middle one. Don't make a neder at all. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the best thing to do is to make a neder and to pay. That's the best. So even you can even say that the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu Tema, you can even say that what? That the author of our Mishnah, who makes a distinction between neder and nedarim, is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, kiyam Rabbi Yehuda bin nedava. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that there's a difference between donating and promising and not promising? That's only bin neder. Bin nedava. But bin neder lo amar.
Right.
Bin neder, he never said such a thing. I, Voktani, tov mizeh umizeh no der umakayim. Okay, so Tani, change it to no dev umakayim. Change it to no dev. Maishna noder delo. What's wrong with a neder? Dilma asi ba lidei takala. You might come to a takala. Nedava nami dilma asi lidei takala. By nedava also you might come to a takala. Could be. But remember what the takala was? Either maybe you're going to be over mi'ila. Maybe you're going to use it. You're going to shear it. Maybe you're going to forget. About the acher. Plenty of takalas. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, Rabbi Yehuda is consistent with his reasoning. The Amar, Ada mevi kivso la'azara, a person brings a keves to the azara, umakdisha, and he's makdish it then, v'somech oleha, and then he's somech it, v'shochta, and he shechts it. Who said that yesterday? Hillel. Hillel said that yesterday. It's the exact same answer. Hillel said it yesterday, same answer. How come Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that Hillel said it? How come? So we'll answer that question in a minute. Very interesting answer. Tinach nedava de karbanos. That all makes sense by nedava of karbanos. Nedava de naziris ma'ikel ameimar. What about by nazir? What about by naziris? What kind of chefsegav is there by naziris? So the same answer as yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chasidim harishonim, the earlier chasidim, and okay, now we'll stop right here. They're going to say they wanted to bring chatasis and all these cheshbonos, how to do mitzvahs that you normally can't do. So we'll start. We'll go through it in a second. But I just wanted to, who said that yesterday?
Italian?
Yeah, that you know what did we say yesterday? Shimon HaTzadik said, if you really have l'shem shemayim, you're not going to mess up. Now today, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Chassidim Rishonim said, there's people that not that the Chassidim Rishonim didn't say. The Chassidim HaRishonim were those types of people that weren't going to mess up.
That's Hillel and Shammai, no?
Hillel and Shimon HaTzadik.
And Shimon HaTzadik.
Yesterday was two other people said the exact same thing.
Right. Shimon HaTzadik was a lot earlier than Hillel.
Correct. But the question is, so look at Tosfos. The Tosfos of, it's actually the first Tosfos on the page. V'Iboy Seima Ki Kamar B'Yehuda B'Nedra B'Lo B'Nedava Lo Kamar V'Nedava Nami Asil De Kilkel. U'Mishani Rabbi Yehuda L'Taimei. And Rabbi Yehuda gives an answer, according to himself, right? Have imotzi l'shnuye kedilael. He could have given the same answer as yesterday. What Hillel said. That what? The exact same thing. Dilela nichale la'asuye mirbi Yehuda gufe. It's better to bring an answer for something that he said himself. You hear this? V'chein b'samach, the same thing in another minute, Gabi Naziris, Maisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Chasidim Arishonim, Mehai Taima, Afagavta, Avimachi Lishnuri Kedilel. We couldn't give him the same answer as yesterday. Well, Shimon HaTzadik said that you're not going to mess up if you really write the right reasons. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chasidim Arishonim also don't mess up. It's a funny thing. And Rabbi Yehuda said that what? That the difference is, you should bring the base, you bring the animal as chul and then be makashed in the base of mikdash. Hillel said the same thing. Yeah, but it's much better when you're proving somebody's point to prove it with something they themselves have said.
There's only one problem.
Yeah.
Call on my Rishimon Rabbi Kula.
Right. So
therefore, he's not helping.
No. So I was thinking about that. So he must have had an independent. He said it independently, unrelated to Hillel saying it. He also thought of it himself. Right?
But
and then so the Tosfos is pointing out it's better to buttress, to support someone's opinion with something they themselves said, not with something that someone else said.
I know. But
even though when you say something over in someone's name, say over the name because you bring the gula.
But he could
right? That's the same thing, think about it.
What?
Who did know that it came from Hillel? He didn't live with Hillel.
Right,
so he heard it from somebody who heard it, or from somebody who heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody.
Right, so either he didn't know who the source, either he didn't know who the source was. You know who the source was. Or, he did know, but maybe he, independently, I have to say something like this. Independently, he thought it up himself. So therefore, it's just interesting, Tosfos. Because this is an unusual thing to do. Right? To say the exact same thing as yesterday with no names. Okay? I hear what you're saying. Anyway, what did Chassidim Rishonim do? Hayu mis'avin lahavi karban chatos. They wanted to bring a karban chatos. Why did they want to bring a karban chatos? So, the Rosh says, in the top line of the Rosh, Shelo yehiya karban nedar mehem. They didn't want to have a karban they didn't bring. Nedar means held back. They didn't want to have a karban that they held back from them. Right? Now, if you look at the Tayag mitzvos, the
was that a chattis?
What?
A chattis, right?
Yeah, they want the only way you can bring a chattis is if you do it a verb shogeg. So you can't do it a verb shogeg on purpose. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't say chattis? What do you mean?
Yeah.
They wanted to bring a carbon chattis. Why did they want to bring a carbon chattis? Because they didn't want to have in Shemayim that the carbon chattis was not checked off.
Right.
So it's a funny thing because the carbon. Now, if you look at the Rambam, say for a mitzvah, the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah called to bring a carbon chattis. Such a mitzvah like that. To follow all the rules when you bring a carbon chattis. You can't bring it the way you want. Follow the rules, whatever the rules are. That's not mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's no question. It's a Tayag mitzvah. But not, you don't have to do every mitzvah. You don't have to divorce your wife. If you want to divorce your wife, you don't want to be married to her anymore, so you have to follow these procedures. You can't just do what you want. You have to follow. You have to give her a get, the shema, all the rules. You have to follow all the rules. It's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. If you do the
if you have to do it, and you do it
the right way, yes, you're mekayim a mitzvah. It's the ratzon of Hashem. No question about it. So what's going on here? They want to do it on a very b'shogeg. Right? They want to do an Aver B'Shogeg, so they should say no mitzvah was held back from them.
Right.
You can't do it.
And they didn't do get either.
What?
They didn't do get.
Well, we all know that. Exactly, they didn't do get. And by the way,
but my sir, you can go through a list of things that they didn't, they weren't.
They were Israel.
What?
No,
right.
They have given miser, but they didn't get it themselves.
No, so then if they're a Kohen, if they're not Kohanim, then just by definition, there are mitzvahs that are not available to them.
Exactly.
So too, if they're not a Melech. So too, if they're not a Melech. So too, if they're not Bezdin.
And so too, if you didn't sin, you don't give a chattis.
Right, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. What do they want? You don't have to be Mekayim every mitzvah. Some mitzvahs you can never be Mekayim unless you're a Melech. There's very few people in history with that.
But also, if you live in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so let's say they did live in Eretz Yisrael. And they be Mekayim all those mitzvahs. There's still mitzvahs that they can't be Mekayim.
Such as
being a Melech. And what if they're not kahanim? Another bunch of mitzvahs, right? What about divorce? They should divorce their wife just to be a mitzvah of divorcing a wife? That's no God will ever say such a thing.
Also, aren't there any mitzvahs that are just shared by women and not men?
By women and not men? Maybe not.
No.
Really?
No. As obviously, we're talking about a seif. That's a los hasei. So let's say, don't do that.
No, but to go to the mikvah is a mess.
I don't know if it's a mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah.
I don't know.
Because if you want to go back with your husband, you have to go to the mikvah.
I don't even know if that's even a mitzvah. It might just be a hechsher mitzvah. It's a whole other category of things.
What, the mitzvah?
I don't know. I don't know if it's one of the 613 mitzvahs that a woman has to go to. I don't know. Paradum is a mitzvah. So what are you going to do? You're going to become Tamei Meis just to go to the Paradumah?
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. Anyway, that's what they wanted, these people.
Yeah.
Lefi she'ein hakarba hakadosh baruch hu mevita kal al yadav. They never did a shogeg. When you're a very careful person, you don't do a shogeg, right? So mahal yos, what they do? Omdin was not v'naziris l'makom. They became nazirim. Why? Kadei she is chayev carbon chatas l'makom. Because at the end of your naziris, you bring carbon chatas. So then there you go. You brought a carbon chatas. Is it the same status of chatas? I don't know. It's not a chatas on a chet. It's a carbon chatas becoming a nazir. What? So that's what we're going to get to that in a minute. Rav Shimon Omer, lo nadru b'nazir. What?
You are a chote. You don't drink.
We're going to see that. We're going to see that. We're going to see it in the Gemara in about 2 minutes. Stay tuned. They didn't. You cannot do that. They did not do that. Ella, harochel havi ola misnadev umevi. You want to bring an ola? Donate it and bring it. 100%. Shlamim misnadev umevi. Shlamim, same story. Toda, a carbon toda. The arbamine lachma. And the four bread, it's really 40 breads.
40.
Misnadev umevi. Doesn't have to be if you crossed over the ocean. Doesn't have to be those things. Those are for sure those things. A guy's feeling very happy about himself. He's very happy. Hashem's been good to him. And he wants to bring a toda. Thank you. No problem. Aval benaziris, lo nisnadvu. A naziris, we should not go ahead and be misnadev in naziris. Kedei shelo yiru yikru chotin. So they shouldn't call you a sinner. This Gemara implies that Naziris is something you should not run and jump and do. You should not. Shenema, like it says, V'chipra olav me'asher chet al ha'nefesh. What? Because it's a machlokas about whether or not it's a chet. Rabbi Yehuda said it was a good thing, and Rabbi Shimon said it's not a good thing to be a Nazir. Now, we all know that Gemara, that if you see a sota b'kilkula, you should become a Nazir. That implies that it's not a lechachila. Anyway, it's a bidyeh. I saw some terrible thing. I need extra things in my life now. Extra mitzvahs in my life. I saw such a tragedy. That implies it shouldn't go run and jump. Okay. Amar Shimon Atzadik. Amar Abaye, I'm sorry. Shimon Atzadik. Verb Shimon. And Reb Elazar Kfar. Kulam Shita Achat Hein. The Nazir Chote Havik. They all agree that a nazir is a sinner. They all agree. All three agree. Two out of the three we said already. Yesterday was Shimon HaTzadik, that he didn't want to eat from a nazir. Remember? So that's what Duran says. Kulam shita achatein. He says mihu lo amru mamish dovrecha. They didn't really say all the same thing. Not really. Why? The Shimon HaTzadik dafka nazir tamehu shenikra chotei. Only a nazir who became tamehu he called a chotei. Right? But then he said, oh, he's going to regret it. I have to do it again. I got to start over. Right? Mishom demischaret. Because he's going to regret it. V'ilu, Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar, Kfar, afilu Nazir Tar, Nikra Chote. Even a Nazir Tar is called a Chote, the two of them. That's not what Shimon HaTzadik didn't say that yesterday. Mi, however, Kulon Shafen Dika Chet Ben Ziris. There's an aspect of Chet Ben Ziris, they all three agree to that. Right? It's not really the same thing. Anyway, Shimon HaTzadik, Reb Shimon HaDamarin. Shimon HaTzadik we said yesterday, Reb Shimon we just said now. And what about Elazar Kfar, Berebi, Titania? Elazar Kfar, Berebi, it means he was the great one, Omer, the keeper, Allah, Measher, Chata, Allah, Nefesh. What did he do, this guy? What kind of sin did he do? Ella, Shetzir, Atzo, Menayayin. He held himself back from wine. That's a fellow of Kalvachomer. Mazze, Shelot, Sir, Atzo, Ella, Menayayin. Nikrachote, all someone does is refrain from wine. He's called a sinner. You hold back from everything, all the world's goodness, the world's beauty, you're also called a sinner.
Not the world, what Hashem puts down.
That's the world.
Yeah, well,
Hashem made the world, no? Yeah. So?
So if you drink a lot of wine, you're fantastic.
Mikan.
How often do you drink wine?
Never. Mikan. Mikan. Call it Yoshi Batinus, Nikrachote. If you sit in a tainus, you're called a chote. There are gemaras out there that praise sitting in tainus. There are gemaras that do that.
What do you mean, just in deprivation?
Yeah.
Well, like the old rabbis used to do.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, there are...
What's that?
They got it from somewhere.
There are people that used to do it. It's probably... I'm pretty comfortable saying it's pretty uncommon today.
Who's the one that...
Today, no people don't... I don't know if people do it today. What? Yeah, it used to be much more common. That was Reb Tzadok. He fasted for the Beit HaMikdash as Chorban. There used to be people back before the war, before World War One for sure, they would fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Even women. They would fast, not Bahab, every Monday and Thursday, they wouldn't eat. Women also. So you don't really have that anymore today. It sort of became not in favor so much. What?
Because we actually have food.
Maybe because we actually have food. It's a different way. We have a different avodas Hashem today. It's totally different. It's very foreign to us. To fast, because someone did a chet, it's unusual today.
Well, no,
they'll do other things, but not fasting.
But you have time to come on, people do still.
Very rare. It's very rare. It's very rare.
But people do it. Anybody actually ever done it?
Yeah. You know anyone has ever done it?
I've heard of cases where it was so severe that they, you know, came back once or twice and they really got scared.
I have no doubt that the people are doing it. I'm just saying it's far, far, far more less common than it used to be. Before the war, certainly before World War One.
Yeah, I saw first a talk he gave. He said, yeah. He had a woman in Italy, and she's a modern woman, wears pants, but she fasts every Monday and Thursday because she wants.
Okay, I hear.
To work out, to have.
The I hear. And I hear. It's unusual.
She also,
it's unusual.
She also wants to be skinny.
He just destroyed the whole thing.
Vahadain, Kra, Benazir, Tomek Tiv. That pasuk is talking about Nazir Tomek. So Nazir Tomek, we said a different story. Because Nazir Tomek, really, that's a different story. Why? Because then already you regret you became a Nazir. I got to start over again. Oh man, I have to do it now. Another 29 days. I just was almost finished. Now I got to start over. So you have Charata. So the Gemara answers, yeah, because Mishum Deshana Bechethu. It's just repeating. You just doubled the Chet. In other words, it's a Chet no matter what. If you regret it, if you become Tameh, and now that's another chet. It's still a chet even if you don't regret it, and even if you don't have to mess up and start over. It's still a chet. Why? Because you held yourself back from wine. Good? Okay.
So what's the bottom line?
The bottom line is that it's if you'll go to somebody today and say, you know, I'm really feeling bad about myself, this and that, very, very, very few people are going to recommend. You know what? You should stop fasting. It's not recommended today. It's only going to make you further away from Hashem, not closer. That's the bottom line. It's only going to make you further.
Last time you brought down, the Rambam said that you're essentially a chote, you're nazir, and the Ramban says it's a good thing.
It's a different approach. Yeah, I told you, you have Gemaras that pray sitting in Tainus. There are Gemaras that do that.
Zeus has
this
chattis aspect attached to it. That's the only reason why he didn't say that.
What do you mean?
Because if he didn't have the chattis, why would anybody even think that you're doing something wrong?
Right.
You never think so.
Right.
A woman's got to give a
chattis
also when she gives birth. What does she do wrong?
Well, if you don't drink, we're not drinkers now. We're not drinkers. Are you depriving yourself because you don't drink every day?
By the way, there are people. I know one of them.
Every week.
Doesn't eat meat during the week.
15 minutes.
Every week she should be.
She wants to be special for Shabbos?
No, because you don't have to enjoy this world so much. I know somebody.
Well,
you know him too.
That's what he did.
I know someone today. He does it today. He doesn't eat meat during the week. Why? Not to indulge too much. So that's not fasting. Because he's not hungry. You know what I'm saying? When you're hungry, okay, so you're depriving you something on what today most people would consider a little bit of a luxury. Right? Many places in the world, they don't eat meat at all. Maybe once in a blue moon. So that guy's not going hungry. But it's an indulgence that he's not. The Klezer Berger Rebbe never ate candy. Right? After the war, he said, no more candy. No more sweet things in this world. Such a thing. Right? But to say not to eat, it's going to probably make you further away from Hashem, not closer.
No, but Benazir, you're not eating. Yeah. It's not doing wine.
So you're depriving yourself from a good thing. Wine is a good thing. Right? Okay. Homel chavero, or don't say chavero. Someone says, koneim, koneach, koneis. Hare elu kinuyin lekarbon. Those are kinuyim. They're not the word carbon, but they're very similar to the word carbon. Cherek, cherech, cheref, hare elu kinuyim lecherim. Those are similar words to the word cherim. Nazik, naziach, paziach, hare elu kinuyim lenaziris. Those are similar words to the word nazir. Where these words come from, we'll see in a minute. Shavusa, shakuka, noder, bimohi. Those words, shavusa and shakuka, that you make a neder in the name of mohi. Mohi, the Ran says, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, look at the Ran, the last Ran before the Gemara. Bimohi, kinu lemoshe. Bishavuas, moshe, dechsev, yoel moshe. Moshe made a shavua. Vachizi, berushalmi. Vada kanamar, nader b'mohi, v'loka amar shavusa shavuka b'mohi. The Gemara will explain. All this, hare elu kinuyin l'shavua. All this is a kinuy for a shavua. Okay?
Harry Potter.
Correct. Right? Like, so where these words come from? So Itmar, we learned. Kinuyin, Rabbi Yochanan, Kinuyin, this idea of a kinuy, what is this? What is a kinuy? It's a made-up word. It's a made-up word to represent the word carbon, which really represents the word neder. If someone says, that's a carbon to me, it's aser to me, just like a carbon is aser to me. So we don't want to say the word carbon. So we made up other words. How do we do that? So first of all, we'll explain why in a minute. What are they? So kinuyin, Rabbi Yochanan, my lashon umosein. It's foreign languages. These are words in other languages. No, lashon shebadu lehem chachanim liyos neder bo. These are arbitrary made-up words that the chachamim said. These are the words we're going to use to make when somebody wants to make a neder. Use these words. Don't use the word carbon. Use the word konam. Why? Why? So before we answer why, he quotes a pasuk v'chein omer b'chodesh asher badu milibo. You make something up. Now the time of my takinu rabbanon kinuyin. Why does rabbanon do, what kind of thing is this? Why does rabbanon make up a kinu? Why? The answer is delo lema carbon. Don't say the word carbon. So falema carbon. Why can't you say the word carbon? Say the word carbon. Dilma amar carbon lashem, because maybe you'll say carbon lashem. Why? Because in the Torah, the word carbon lashem, that phrase appears quite often. So valema carbon lashem, what's the big aveira? Say the word carbon lashem. Right? So the Gemara answer is Dilma Amar Lashem. Oh, now you might say Hashem, Velo Amar Carbon, and you won't say the word carbon. Vikamapik Shem Shamayim Livatola, and you'll end up saying Hashem's name in vain. If you think about it, it's quite far fetched. It's quite far fetched. I can't say carbon because I might say carbon Lashem. Right. And if I say carbon Lashem, maybe I'll say Lashem first.
Right?
Right? So the Ran says.
It's like four steps removed.
What?
Together to stay away from these things.
It's all it's
doing.
I know, it's a very far-fetched. Very far-fetched.
Train yourself in certain ways. Right?
Don't do A, you might lead to B. Here, don't do A because you might lead to B, C, and D. It's very far-fetched.
Right, you're not going to
think about it.
You're not going to do that.
Anyway.
In that world that you can think about it.
Right. Right. Just goes to show you how the Gemara feared how people had took him on their tongue.
Exactly. That's exactly true.
Right, which is something that no one doesn't exist today.
Right.
Umishum hachi. Tiknu konam. I'm reading the last round of the page. Tiknu konam. We said the word konam. Kihechi in order. Dilema konam belechud. Just say konam by itself. The ilu amar carbon. If you say the word carbon, amar Lashem. You're going to say Lashem. Kalishud dekra. It's a lashon of a pasuk. Ubecharam imnami. Then he says, what about cherims and nazir also? Af al gaf de Yehuda lo sagile becherim belechud. Shesam charam be Yehuda en lebeda kabayis. Okay, same thing. Okay, next.
Why does it mark to tell us the foreign translations of the words? Why is that important?
Just to know that these, if you hear someone say that, he's not crazy. He's saying a carbon, he's making the nether.
I'm saying, but to know that the foreign equivalent of that?
Because we want to know what we should say. Don't say the word cherim. Because you might say cherim Lashem, then you might say Lashem. So don't do that. What should you say? Say something else. How about these ones? They're funny words. The kids could laugh. Say these.
Exactly. You Google equivalents of carbon.
Exactly. Exactly. But by the way, I know you might not want to hear this, but they didn't have Google back then. V'tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Minayin, Shalo Yomar, Adam, Lashem, Ola. How do you know a person shouldn't say Lashem Ola, Lashem Mincha, Lashem Toda, Lashem Shlomim, Talmud Lomar, Carbon Lashem. Right, says Carbon Lashem. Kavachomer, Umaze, Shlomis Kavin, Ela, Lahazkir, Shem Shemaim, Ala Carbon, even if you want to mention a carbon. Amr Torah, Carbon Lashem. Torah said, no, say the word carbon first. Livatala, Alachas Kama Vakama. So if you'd say it without any reason at all, how much worse is that? What? Shem Shemayim, right. So, there's an interesting question because on the Gemara in Yuma says that when the Kohen Gadol did the Goral on the two animals, which one's going to be for Lashem, and which one's going to be Lazazel, what did he say? He said, Lashem Chatos. Lashem Chatos. He made an announcement. The Torah says, right? Nasan es Goral Lashem, so even for Omer, Lashem Chatos. How come we're not afraid he's going to... Why over there do we allow that?
Because of the circumstances.
Why couldn't you say... What do you mean circumstances?
Because it's Harry.
What?
Because it's a coin god, though.
Because he's in the basement.
He's in the basement. And he's It's the right.
So
right,
you say,
what would you like him to say?
So you say, Chatas Lashem. Yeah, not Lashem Chatas. So you're saying because the Kohen Gadol is a Zoriz and he's not going to make a mistake. Right. The Ritva says that.
That's
the Ritva
right.
says that answer. The Ritva gives another answer and he says, because it's a Pasuk. So he's quoting a Pasuk really. It's part of a Pasuk. Those words, Chatas Lashem.
Right.
Lashem Chatas, I'm sorry, it's a Pasuk. So take a Pasuk. Can't have a tain on you. That's another answer the Ritva gives. The Ritva gives a third answer. Well, it's the Gan's over here. The other guy, Av Bezin's probably there, and they're keeping an eye. Exactly. Another answer? No, that's it. Those are three answers.
Don't you have to quote the whole pasuk in order not to have
the issue? Right. He's just saying since people are so used to psukim, so he just opposite. That is the pasuk. So you don't have to quote the whole pasuk. You don't have,
because I thought only Hashem's name if you quote the whole.
Pasuk. That's something we believe today.
We're going to believe the back page.
No.
When you learn Daf, you realize there's a lot of stuff like that in the world.
All right.
Like, I'll give you an example. We spoke about it on Shabbos. When you sing Zmiros, can you say Hashem's name?
Yeah, no, you told us.
What's the story?
You can, because it's prose.
You can. It's not a pasuk. Sometimes they are, but most of the time they're not. They're just poems.
I know, but
the answer is, it's okay. Why? It's Bederach Shevach, Bederach Learning. These things are rule breakers. Yeah.
You were something close.
Yeah. Lema kitanoi. Let's say this is a machlokas tanoim. What's a machlokas tanoim? This idea whether kinuyim are made up or they come from goyim, they from foreign languages, is a machlokas between Beishame and Beis Hillel. Why? Beishame omrim kinuye kinuyim asurin. What about the kinuy of a kinuy? You hear this? The kinuy of a kinuy. Is that a neder or not? Says Beishame, yes. Usher, you make a kinuy of a kinuy and you asser yourself on something, taka, you begin to neder. Beis Hillel Amrim, no. Kinuye kinuye mutarin. If you make a kinuy of a kinuy, that item is still mutar to you. So it's not, it didn't say anything.
You can talk about kinuy on a
kinuy? What?
Can you give an example of that?
The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute.
Like a double
neder? My love, what are they arguing about? Manda amar kinuy kinuy asurim, if you hold it's usher, like Beishamai. Kasavar, Kinuyin Lashon Umos Hain. They're foreign languages. So what's the difference if it's that word or that word? What's the difference? It's all Aser. Manda Amar Mutarin, if you say it's Mutar, Kasavar, like Beit Hillel, no. Lashon Shabbat Lam Chacham. The Chacham made up these fake words. These words should represent the Darb. These words, yes, and those words, no. Right? So the Gemara says, look, the Kula Yalma, everybody will agree that what? That they come from Goyim. Kinuyim Lashon Umos Hain, that they come from Goyim. Even Beis Hillel. Aye. Beishamai Savri Behanin Ami Mishtoi Umos. Yeah, the answer is, the Goyim use those words. Beis Hillel Savri Behani Lo Mishtoi Umos. The Umos don't use those words. So it can't be a machlokas in Betzias. Well, do Goyim have those words in the dictionary or not? So go look at the dictionary. That can't be what they're arguing about. Right? That can't be. They're not arguing about whether or not that word's in the French language. It's not an argument like that. Right? They're arguing about something more fundamental. Are these words representative of kinuyim? V'ibayisim, or you could hold the opposite. Beishamai Savri, gazrinan kinuye kinuyim mishum kinuyim. Yeah, what goes there, these other words, otu kinuyim. U'vayisim al-Savri, lo gazrinan kinuye kinuyim mishum kinuyim. We're not goes with that. Okay? We're not.
So the Chavar Yilishim text, OMG.
Right.
No good.
Right. Heichi dami kinuye kinuyim dinadarm. What's an example of that? What's an example of a kinuy of a kinuy? So there's just strange words. Tan Rabbi Yosef, mekanmina, mekanchana, and mekansna. Now you feel better?
Yeah, isn't
it? Heichi dami kinuye kinuyim dechirem. What's a kinuy of that? Tani mepasha charakim charachim charafim. Okay. Kinuye kinuyim dinaziris. Tan Rabbi Yosef. Mechazkina, Menazkina, and Mafichna. Okay. Iboilahu, what about Mefichizna Mai? What about that? Mischizna Mai? What about that? Misanzna Mai? What about that? Amalei Ravina Laravashi. Kinma Mai? What about Kinma? So they say the word Kinma. So Konem Ka'amar? Did you mean to say Konem? Oh, Dilma, Kinem and Bosem Ka'amar. Or you just meant to say spices. So I'm not sure what you meant.
Okay,
what? Yeah. Right. Kina mai. What about the word kina? So kina shall turn a golem kamar. Do you mean a chicken coop, a chicken nest? Not a coop, a nest, a kan, like shluch a kan. Or Dilmore, maybe lashon dekonim. You mean lashon dekonim? And the answer is tiboy. It remains of the question. It's teiku. Yeah. Kinuyim the shvua hechidami. What's a kinu of a kinu of a lashon shvua? And the answer is Shavuel, Shavutiel, Shekukal. Okay? Shavuel. So now the Gemara says Shavuel. Shavuel ben Gershom Mashma. Maybe that's Mashma, the son of Gershom, whose name was Shavuel. The pasuk in the pasuk somewhere?
It's in Moshe.
Yeah. It's in Devar Yamim. Right? You're right. The Gemara says you're right. Ela Shavuval, Shavutal, Shekukal, Mahu. What's the story with that? Though. Yeah. What? They take out the word mahu. It's not a question. It's just a statement. Okay? Amar Shmuel. Amar Ashivta lo amar klum. He said that word, that's nothing. Ashkika lo amar klum. That's also nothing. Karishna lo amar klum. That's also nothing. Okay?
That, just I don't understand it. Doesn't make any sense. If I tell you these words, what's the reaction? I have no idea what that word means. Why does it have significance? If no one has any clue. It's like a made up word. Why should it have the teeth? You know, the word that,
because it's a derivation of the
what
word.
What does it mean? It has no meaning.
Those
it's just
years
a word.
It was common.
Right. It was.
Those years it was common. Now we don't even know
what the average guy on a farm in the north of Israel knew what.
Yes. Because he learned that if he wants to make a neder, he shouldn't use standard words because he might say Hashem's name in vain. So use these made up words. That's why. Now, what if you use your own made up word? I know someone's going to ask that question. I don't know. Right? I'll make my own word. When I say the word table, I mean a neder. So would that work? I don't know. I'm sure someone talks about that question because I'm sure it's a popular question. Why should I use these crazy words? I don't know what these words are. I don't know every word. I'll make up my own words.
Listen, nobody's going to argue about this. It's a statement. Nobody's arguing.
Saying the average Joe knew about these words.
Yeah. I think the average person knew that not supposed to say Hashem's name in vain, and there was a gzira or an idea. Don't make it use the standard word, because that could lead to that. Therefore, make a made up word. What are the made up words? Go ask the rabbi. That's what I think. Right?
But the name Nisana we use.
What?
Nisana we use today as a name.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't here.
Well, it wasn't here.
It has kale in it.
A lot of words have kale. Yisrael.
So you could have same together.
What? Yeah, it's a little bit of an uncommon name. It's the only other name. Listen to this. It's the only name from all the nations of the world, except for Yisrael, that has Hashem's name in it.
That's why you can't destroy them.
What? Because you're small.
That's why you can't destroy them.
It's the only word. What?
The two
guys. Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah.
Okay, next. Neder b'mohi hare elu kinuyin. If you say, Tanya, okay, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ha'omer b'mohi lo amar klum. If you say the word b'mohi, it's nothing. What is b'mohi?
What's his nickname?
Yeah. B'mumasa de amar mohi. How do you read that?
The sacred pledge that mohi.
Okay. Then hare elu kinuyin l'shavua. It's a kinuy for a shavua. Okay. Now. No, I never saw such a thing. I don't read that. I don't read that newspaper. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop here because we have to do this. And it's a tiny amral tomorrow. See that? It's tiny. All right. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.